I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Credit rating agency Moody's says de-annexing parts of Stockbridge to make the new city of Eagles Landing will damage Stockbridge's credit rating, with a significant decline in Stockbridge's tax base and median family income. A pair of bills signed by Governor Nathan Deal last week will allow for a vote in November on whether or not to create the city of Eagles Landing. Opponents of the referendum have threatened to sue before the vote. Atlanta-based Home Depot reported strong first-quarter profits, though sales at comparable stores were dampened by inclement weather and revenue was weaker than expected. The company earned $2.4 billion, or $2.08 per share, for the 3 months ending April 29th. A year earlier, the home improvement retailer earned $2.01 billion, or $1.67 per share. The results were 2 cents better than Wall Street expected. City of Atlanta officials and community leaders gathered yesterday to discuss the transportation infrastructure challenges facing many in Atlanta's workforce. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms told CBS 46 better public transportation does more than ease downtown congestion.
If we are looking to balance out the city and relieve that congestion, we have to look at its impact on our neighborhoods and giving people the opportunity to live in the other areas of the city.
City officials say they will soon appoint members to a new transportation board, which will be tasked with addressing infrastructure issues. A 10-year-old boy is recovering after a shark bit him at a Hilton Head beach on Sunday. Tanya Turrell tells the Island Packet that her sons were splashing in waist-deep water when the shark appeared. The boy was taken to Memorial Hospital in Savannah, where he's recovering well despite losing a good bit of blood. It was the first reported shark bite on Hilton Head this year. And the Clark County School District botched its response to two sexual misconduct cases, this according to an outside audit. The Athens Banner-Herald reports that in January 2016, a high school student was allegedly raped by three other students, but top administrators did not appear to take the allegations seriously. Then in 2017, a coach-slash-substitute teacher in the district was arrested on child molestation charges. The audit found that there were several critical junctures where red flags should have warranted additional review. In both cases, the report finds there was a failure of communication by district officials. And a beekeeper in northeast Georgia says thieves stole dozens of his hives over the weekend. Don Cochinmeister of Lula, Georgia, tells WSB-TV he believes more than $20,000 worth of equipment is gone. Cochinmeister says the hives can be resold for profit or used in someone else's beekeeping business. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.